Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass!
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Very good morning to you, Rob. Thanks for coming to the studio again on this wet and blustery morning.
Pleasure.
Well, the bluster's gone down a bit. It was blustery last night.
Yep.
Blustery. But we've tasked you with an interesting subject today.
Ah, this one's one of my favourite words, bonkers.
Bonkers!
It's just, I've got so many levels to it. I've only really just scratched the surface of it, really. It's going to be something that I'm going to carry on with after this. In actual fact, when I'm on the train on the way home, because you sent me a very interesting book. It's called The Samoan Pyramids. Now, straight away, you've got to think, hang on.
Yeah.
Settle down, Samoan Pyramids.
Well, this was put on to me by a listener. It's a friend of a listener.
Yeah.
Of a listener. She said, my friend's written this book. I think you'd really be interested in this. And I got it and read some of it and thought, pass this to Rob.
Yeah.
Rob will be gung-ho for this.
Yeah. Maya Lynch, Scottish lady who lives in the Waitakere's now, very interesting person, has written this book. I don't want to tell you too much about the book because I've only just started reading it myself, but I've just sort of gathered a few bits and pieces from it. Now, I'm going to say a few Samoan words here. I'm going to try my best. If I mispronounce them, it's just because I'm an idiot and I can't do it properly. So there's, you know.
I'll try my best. You're going in cold, you know?
It's called the Pulay Malay Mound. Pulay Malay Mound? It's the largest and most ancient structure in Polynesia, and it's situated in the Litolo Plantation, and it is in the Palaili district at the east end of Savai Island in Samoa. Right, that's all the Samoan words I'm going to say now.
Right,
what it is, it's a four-sided pyramid about the size of half a football pitch, if you can sort of get it in your mind. It's about five stories high, and it's made out of black basalt.
Black basalt?
Black basalt. And next to it, it's got a smaller pyramid attached to it by a causeway. Now, all the rocks are really fairly precisely cut. It's completely surrounded
by... This is the thing with these pyramids, eh? Precisely cut.
Precisely
That's
cut.
That's the bit that gets us in the modern age, because we've tried really hard to do precise cuts.
I don't think it's as intricate as maybe that the pyramids in Egypt, but the material they used is different. Do you know what I mean? I think because that... it's not as easy to cut, whatever. But
we don't know.
It's completely surrounded by jungle, and as soon as they clear it away, the jungle comes up. Anyway, this book, and it's just sent me in so many different ways. I've actually started learning the proper history of Polynesia, and no one knows who built this, but I'd just like to go back a little bit, because this is what sent me off. About 3,000 years ago, the Laupiti people from Taiwan started to move into the Pacific. It was completely uninhabited at that stage. And it took them quite a few years, thousands of years actually, to get to different islands and that. Then I think they arrived in Samoa about 800 BC. And they were here, they were there till about 150 AD. They found pottery shards from these people. It's quite distinct, so they really know it's them. And then about 150 AD, they just disappeared, right? Just disappeared. And then the next sort of people that they know about arrived in Samoa about 800 AD, but this pyramid was built in 700 AD, so no one knows who's made it.
No one knows who's knocked together a pyramid half size of football field, five stories high.
Yeah.
Out of basalt.
But it's not only that, not to give too much away, when she actually gets into the pyramid and has a look at it, it's built over what they call aquifers.
Aquifers, yes.
Which is when the water goes through like tiny little holes and all that. And when it goes through this basalt, it actually takes an ion off of it and it all becomes electrified and all that. And the way they've built it, you can actually, like, electricity comes off of this thing. It's like it's a machine. When she was in there, when she come out, she was like freaking out and like really quite distressed by it. Or as I said, I don't want to give too much away from the book. But it's not just a pyramid in the sense that we think, where no one was buried in it.
Yeah.
It wasn't used for anything. They've found archaeological digs have found nothing. of significance. You know, like in like the Incas, they'd be ripping people's hearts out and doing all sort of like religion. There's nothing.
Yeah, rolling the head down the stairs.
There's absolutely nothing whatsoever going on there. It's just.
So no evidence of any sort of social activities of any sort.
No, and like
bad or good.
It's like one of the ones when you go up the east side of it, it lines up.
Oh, really?
Sun and all
another
that.
One of those ones.
Yeah, and apparently, like the Samoans, they call it when the sun goes down, they call it something Ra, R-A, right? And the Egyptians had the god, like they had Ra as well, and it's exactly the same word. It's just, it's pretty trippy, but. The reason there's no record of it whatsoever. When she got to Samoa, she thought, oh, I'll just be able to go along and I'll be able to book a tour there. Someone will take me there. No one wanted to know.
Really?
Because it's taboo over there.
Oh.
Because
should we be?
We're all right.
Okay then.
The missionaries. we'll sort them out. The missionaries. Got to Samoa about in like the 1800s or something, right? And this bloke, John Williams, he was a missionary, and he said, right, they got all the missionaries together, and he said, right, I'll take Samoa, you can have like Fiji or whatever. And within a year, there was 100 churches there. Within 7 years, 98% of the people had converted to Christianity. So anything before that was, it's demonic.
Sure.
So there's part of their history they know nothing about. So it's all slowly coming out now. Absolutely fantastic.
I'm just playing a song under this by Frank Ocean called Pyramids.
Absolutely fantastic. It's a good book to read. It's called Samoan Pyramids. I don't know. It's a good book. Read it. And we really want her up here. Her name is Maya Lynch. So if anybody knows her or they can get us in touch with her, love to talk to her. Fantastic lady.
Someone's texted in just to remind you, Rob, that Ra is also the word for the sun in Tereo as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Wow. There you go. That's four things I've learnt today.
It's nice to talk about the sun when there isn't much of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's something. So you can't go there. There's no.
You can go and have a look now. Yeah. But like when she first got over there, she'd go into a shop and say, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the pyramid."
What year was this that she did that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. A couple of years ago, I suppose. But she's learned a lot more since that book. I listened to an interview with her yesterday. She's coming up with new stuff about it all the time.
Wow.
But I think we should have our Christmas trip over there. I'll have a word with Hugh.
That's a good idea. All we need is a sympathetic. Travel provider,
yeah,
who we can talk about for months and months and months leading up to it, and months and months and months afterwards,
yeah,
just to join us and on that trip okay, cheers, Rob. Cheers.
Thank you.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.